Blog Talk Radio.
It will answer you. Kalapandiva. In the days of sickness, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon God. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the days of problem, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of sickness, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of problem, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of sickness, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy God. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the days of problem, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of sickness, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of problem, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the day of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the name of Sabu. Call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you, will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Holy Ghost. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you, will answer you, call upon God. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you, will answer you, call upon Jesus. In the days of problem, call upon him. He will answer you. Hello, my Redeemer, liveth. I know my Redeemer, liveth. I know my Redeemer, liveth. He liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. Do you know? I know my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth, he liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth, he liveth forevermore. You know your Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. I know. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth, he liveth forevermore. You know your Redeemer liveth. Do you know your Redeemer liveth? Do you know your Redeemer liveth, he liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. Do you know? Do you know our Redeemer liveth? Do you know your Redeemer liveth? Do you know your Redeemer liveth? He liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forever. that month. Oh, glory, glory, glory to our God. Our glory, our glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of Allah. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Your goodness for your mercy. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Prince of Peace. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Lord of Love. every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that is came into this broadcast, let there be deliverance from sin, deliverance from sickness, deliverance from poverty, deliverance from hardship, deliverance from failure, deliverance of God for everyone. Deliverance. Yes, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the sons of Jacob, the daughters of Jacob shall possess their possession. Father God, help us to possess our possession this day. Yes, in the name of Jesus, do something new in our lives, that our joy will be full today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we welcome the Power of Miracles Radio and Faith Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Longham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biffle coming your way with the living word of God that says, heal, deliver, and bless you. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Today, we're going to be talking about deliverance. Are we going to experience deliverance in every area? You know, the Bible talks about all these topics. You know, salvation, there is healing, there is redemption, there is deliverance. You know, all these things are there in the Word of God. So, we don't take one part of the Word of God. We take the whole concept. The whole concept of God. Christ and Him crucified. You know, your believer is my believer, because the word of God made it so. And of course, without Him, you can't deliver yourself. Nobody can deliver you if Jesus Christ does not deliver you. How do you get delivered? You know, we get deliverance from the Lord Jesus Christ. From God Himself. I've seen a lot of people talk. They say, we are deliverance. We are deliverance minister. I said, well, you can be a deliverance minister, but there is only one deliverer. And His name is Jesus Christ. And I who come to Him, I recommend Him. I prescribe Him for everyone. Jesus Christ, your deliverer. Let Him grant you deliverance from everything, alcohol, smoking, drinking, evil habits. You know, He's the one that delivered. He set me free in 1977 from all these bad habits and all these evil things. Jesus set me free. I shall never be bound. Jesus set me free. Why should I be bound? Jesus set us free. We shall never be bound. I will not be bound. Jesus set you free. You shall never be bound. Jesus set you free. You shall never be bound. Jesus set you free. You shall never be bound. Why should you be bound? Oh yes, upon my Zion there is deliverance. God, this is your deliverance today. Yes, let there be deliverance upon my Zion. In the name of Jesus Christ, reach out to your people, oh God. One that is came into this broadcast from YouTube, Twitter, and from all the social networking and the links and so on and so forth, from wherever you are coming from, any part of the world, you are all welcome to join this broadcast. I tell you, God is going to do you good, and you're going to celebrate Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our text is taken from Romans chapter 11, verse 26 to 27, which you have just reading there, it's reading there, Romans 11, verse 26. You know, it says, out of Zion shall come a deliverer. out of Zion shall come the deliverer. He didn't say there are many deliverers coming. There is only one deliverer. And he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus announced his program. He said, I have come to set free the captive. I have come to let go the oppressed. Oh, yes, the oppressor must go. The deliverer has come. Afflictions shall not rise upon us the second time. Yes, Jesus announced his program in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He said, I have come to set free the captives. I have come to loose the bound. The oppressed must go free. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ. He came to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless, to teach, to minister to the people, you know, for them to receive their deliverance, their healing, their miracle, their blessing. Jesus is ministering to you right now. I tell you, God is doing a new thing in your life through this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, our deliverer. So Jesus announced his program. What did I come for? I came to set free the captive, to preach the gospel of deliverance, to let loose the oppressed and let them go free. The gospel to the poor. Jesus said to reach out to people and meet their needs. And he's still doing it today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has never changed. He will not change. No. Upon Zion, there shall be deliverance. Oh, yes. There is deliverance upon Mount Zion. The presence of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God. When the presence of God is there, there is deliverance. When the Lord Jesus Christ is good, wherever he went, he was doing almighty healer. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good. Wherever he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, when the people saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good. He does not change. He never changed. He's doing the same things he did before. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's available right now. So if you look at the scripture, Psalm 91 verse 3, it says, God will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. God will deliver us, from the snare of the fowler. Psalm 91 verse 3. The snares of the fowler, these are traps, bobby traps, all kind of traps. The enemy set on the way to trap people into sin, trap people into the kingdom of darkness, trap people into all kind of evil things, evil habits. But thank God, God has promised his word that he has come to deliver us from the snares of the fowler. Psalm 91 verse 3. God has come to deliver us from the snares of the fowler. So the fowler, the trap, should not catch you. Oh, yes, affliction should not rest upon you a second time. Oh, that's the word of God. Do not allow the devil to have a hold on your life. The word of the day is, beat the devil, and he will flee from you. He's trying to trap people, trying to keep people, trying to hold people to himself. want to drag them to hell fire, you know, by making them to live in sin, immorality, or live in the flesh and do the things of the devil. And the devil wants to take them away. But thank God for Jesus Christ, who came to die for you and I on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He said, it is finished. The work of redemption, the work of deliverance is on Calvary tree. Christ has brought us back shackles and chains and fetters from the wicked one. Oh yes, we don't belong to them no more. He has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1. Verses 13 and 14. See, Christ has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, from the kingdom of sin and evil, immorality, the kingdom of the devil, the satanic kingdom. Christ has delivered us from it by his death on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. Christ has delivered us. It's already done, accomplished. And so we don't need to be trapped no more. We don't need to be held back to the powers of darkness. Jesus has set you free. You don't have to be bound by evil habits, by fear, doubt, and unbelief. Spirit of fear. As I was preparing for this broadcast, God was telling me that there are so many people who have been bound by the spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, inferiority complex, spirit of fear, fear of the unknown. God has not given you the spirit of fear. God has given you the spirit of boldness and of power and of a firm mind. You should not be afraid of the terror by night and all the wicked things that move around, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. When you have Christ, you don't fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. 366 times. The word of God says, fear not. Fear not. Every day, God says to you, fear not. There is a castle. There is an injection that God gives to you. There is a tablet that God gives to you every day of your life. That tablet is fear has promise. That's the word of God. Fear has promise. Fear is a weapon of the devil to make you doubt God. Beloved, you need to have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. For deliverance, have faith in God. For deliverance, have faith in God. If you don't have faith, then you have fear. If you have fear, then there's no victory for you, because fear has torment. You fear of things, you know, the book of Job chapter 3 verse 25. Job said, the things that I fear have come upon me. See, Job, the patriarch of old. He said, the things that I fear have come upon me. The things he fear. And what are those things? He fear that his children, we have problems, there will be problems, the family, there will be trouble, there will be this, there will be that. you know, all the things you fear, psychologists say that 90% of the things people fear don't happen. 90% of the things you are afraid of don't happen. You want to travel and there is fear in your heart. Maybe you will not come back. Maybe the airplane will crumble. Maybe this or that. You want to go into business, you want to go into job, you want to do this, you want to do ministry, you want to do this, or go into marriage or home or family. The devil makes you to fear, and then you deprive yourself. Fear. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. See? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are saved me high? He's to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands have saved me high? It's for me, my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? If you fear, then you can't win. If you fear, you can't overcome. Then those who are fearful, go back. They're fearful, they're abominable. They have their part in the lake of fire. See? Fear is not of God. So God was telling me to tell you that you know you need to have the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. You need to be delivered from that spirit of fear, fear of tomorrow, economy. How are things going to be? Is there peace on earth? How about all the coronaviruses and all the war in Ukraine and all the prices that are going up and all the gas prices and the prices of things? He's doing to praise God and worship God and pray unto God. You look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Serve your fear and feed your faith. Serve your fear and feed your faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The opposite of faith is fear. The opposite of fear is faith. So if you have faith, if you have fear, you don't have faith. If you have faith, you don't have fear. See? Christ has delivered us from the spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, inferiority complex. When little David stood before Goliath, he never feared. Say, you, this Goliath, I'm going to give your body to the birds of the air. I'm going to smite you. You insulted the God of Israel. And I'm going to deal with you today. See? He spoke the word of God. You must speak the word of God to every situation in your life. When you speak the word of God is God himself. You release the word of God, the Son of the Spirit, and it goes forth. Jeremiah 1 verse 12, God said, I will watch over my word to perform it. I will watch over the words you speak. And then I will bring them to physical manifestation. This is very important. You don't speak fear. You don't speak doubt. You don't speak failure. You don't speak frustration. You take the word of God, the rhema, the logos. The word of God is in our mouth. I don't worry. I don't fear. I know that. On my side. I don't worry, I don't fear, I know that Lord is on my side. I don't worry, I don't fear, I know my God is on my side. His word and his love, oh, they comfort me. I don't worry, I don't fear, I know thy Lord is on my side. I don't worry, I don't fear. I know thy Lord is on my side. I don't worry, I don't care. I know thy Lord is what I say. Oh, they comfort me. Yes, whom shall I fear when thy Lord is on my side? Whom shall I fear when his hands have saved me high? It's for me, my fortress, I'm the only one to die. Yeah. When you have Christ in you, is the hope of glory. With him, all things are possible. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the land, I'll be with you. When you pass through the sea, I'll be with you. When you pass through the fires of life, Jesus said he will be with you. With God, all things are possible. He didn't say with man. Things are said with him. All things are possible. Lose him and let him go. Jesus made this statement in Lazarus. In John chapter 11, verse 44, Jesus said, lose him. Lose Lazarus. Lazarus had gone to untimely grave. And Jesus had come to raise him. See, the devil is in the business of sending people to untimely grave. Satan and his demons, they have come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 44. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. He didn't stop there. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. See, John chapter 11, verse 44. Jesus said, loose him. And let him go. Lose Lazarus. Lose him from all the chains of fetters and bands of wickedness. Lose him. Hey. Jesus said, you free, you should not be bound. Jesus said, you free, you should never be bound. Jesus said, you free, why should you be bound? Why should you be bound? Hey. King Herod took Peter and locked him in the prison, put him in chains. They put Peter, the old apostle, put him in the prison. Paul and Silas, they locked them in the prison. And they thought that was the end of it. But thank God for Jesus. He came into the prison and pulled them out. Oh, yes, the opening of prison to them that are bound. Oh, yes, Jesus has come to proclaim deliverance. To the captives, the opening of prisons, to them that are bound. There are all kinds of prisons. Prison of fear, prison of sickness, prison of poverty, prison of hardship, prison of failure, prison of untimely grave, untimely death, prison of oppression and depression and obstruction. But Jesus Christ is your deliverer. He has come to deliver you today, to set you free from every power that holds you back, from every habit of sin, every habit of smoking and drinking, habit of drugs. Jesus has come to liberate you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Rekabaya, kando robo kondo ya. Ah, Rabasa, God is doing a new thing right now. God did not plant your life, it's rooted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, they threw Peter into the prison, threw Joseph into the prison. They carried Daniel and put him in the lion's den. They carried Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They threw them in the furnace of fire. See, that is what they do. Even Prophet Jeremiah, they threw him into a well. You know, so these are the things But those people that are doing all those things, they are not there permanently. Those are man-made problems. They are temporal problems because we have a deliverer who will always come to our rescue. Oh, yes. God sent an angel into the prison and opened the prison gate and removed the chains from Peter and brought him from prison and said, go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. How about Daniel? My God, deliver Daniel. My God, deliver Daniel. My God, deliver Daniel. You have to deliver me. Our God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. That God is still alive today. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace of fire for doing nothing. They did not offend anybody. Enemies threw them into the furnace of fire. But the Lord Jesus Christ appeared in the furnace of fire. The king said, what? Were there not three Hebrew boys? Three Hebrew boys that we threw into the furnace of fire. How come it is no longer three Hebrew boys? It is now four people in the furnace of fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Jesus Christ came into that furnace of fire. Yes, as many of you that are in the furnace of fire, as many of you that are in difficulty, as many of you that are in trouble, as many of you that are in problems, in one form or the other, the Lord Jesus is coming into that situation right now to bring solution to that problem, to bring answer, to bring deliverance to the captives. Yes, receive. Harakaba. Eblokondo you. Eke Santaria. Iblondo, 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 Iblondo. Yes, Lord, intervene in the life of that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Yes, intervene now. God, bring solutions to all the problems and all the issues. Bring solutions to all of them. Make a way where there is no way. God, intervene now. Yes, let there be solution. Yes, let there be answer. Yes, upon Mount Zion, there shall be delivered. Lord Jesus, intervene now in the life of your people and bring lasting solution to every problem in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Lord. Yandoro blogodu. Eke senteria. Iblondo, imblondo, 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 imblondo ya. Ebre kende, iblogodu. The woman that was bound in Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 16, let's use God's hope. Chapter 13, verse 11 to 16, a woman was bound, even though she was in the church. She was bound. And Jesus said to her, woman, from your infirmity, just a spoken word. Woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity. And the Bible says the power of God set us free and free indeed. That same Jesus is saying to you today, woman, thou art loosed. That boy, thou art loosed. That man, that girl, that old, that young, that rich, that poor, thou art loosed from your infirmity. Every power that holds you back, the Lord Jesus Christ is loosening you right now, loosening you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Yes, thou art loosed from your infirmity. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Oh, St. Luke Gospel chapter 13, verse 11 to 15, Jesus said, thou art loosed. Oh, which means you are not bound anymore. It means we are free from sin, from oppression, from depression, from obsession. We are free. Jesus has set us free. Oh, yes, on Google that he, about 1,000 years ago, when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. When he became a curse for us, he took every curse away, and he gave us the blessings of Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. Yes, we receive the Abrahamic blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Harababa. Yeke sentirebo. Oh, riabasanda rabasa. Erebo sandaya. Imbrondo yoko sende. Yebrende imbrondo ya. Yes, God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing in the name of Jesus. He's overturning until it shall come whose turn it is. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. God is overturning. It is time for God to bring everything to nothing. And then he starts all over again. Oh yes, corn of wheat falls down and dies. It abideth not. So in Ezekiel 21 verse 27, he says, God is overturning until it shall come whose turn it is. It is our turn now to rule and reign supreme here on earth. As kings and priests of the Most High God. Yes, to take the gospel message to the nations of the earth. Hey, Rika. Yablo Oko Senderia. Hey, Rebo Boguya. God is our turn to rule. It's our turn to reign. It's our turn to perform. It's our turn to be in charge in the name of Jesus. God overturn. And we receive it back in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's our turn to rule and reign on earth as kings and priests of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We take charge from the days of John the Baptist till now. Kingdom of God sometimes. But if violence takes me by force, we have come to take the kingdom by force. Joshua chapter 1, God said to us, we are the Joshua of today. Wherever the souls of our feet are trod, God has given to us. The souls of our feet are trodden the land of America. The souls of our feet are trodden this earth. We possess our possessions. We enter and we take over. Because the souls of our feet are trodding the earth. In the name of Jesus, the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand he belongs to God. The silver and the gold, the riches of the west and desert are put over for us, the believer. Yes, it's our turn to rule and reign supreme here on earth. As kings and priests of the Most High God. Receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. God has overturned. It is our turn to rule and reign supreme on earth. Kings and priests of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come down from my heart. Yes, that's the book of Esther. The king Mordecai was ready to favor the king Ahasuerus was ready to favor and to bless the faithful servant of God Mordecai, and Haman went down there and was trying to, you know, to be funny. Haman was trying to take advantage, trying to be smart, and this is what happens a lot of times. As I was preparing, I said, this is what God was telling me. People are deprived of what belongs to them. Somebody else has replaced them. Somebody else has taken their position. Somebody else is occupying what belongs to you. Somebody else is in charge. And so therefore, you are not getting it time. But today, by reason of the anointing of God, I command that every spiritual hammer that has been occupying what belongs to us, we overthrow their government. We topple their government. We send them packing. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come down from my heart right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm the one to ride my horse. I'm the one to ride my chariot. In the name of Jesus, come down from my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, in the Lord and in fullness thereof. The devil is a liar. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give me life and life more abundantly. Satan, lose your grip and hold. We send you power. In the name of Jesus, we overthrow our enemies. We topple their power. We send their power. We rule them out of the way. In the name of Jesus, enter the land of promise. And we possess our possessions. Yes, in the Lord, and in fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus, we occupy. See, Jesus, we come. In the name of Jesus Christ, the source of our faith has trodden the land. Yes, God said to Joshua, wherever the source of your feet are trod, I have given to you. The source of my feet has trodden the earth. The earth is the Lord, and in fullness thereof. I enter and I take over. I occupy the Jesus we come. I overthrow my enemies and I send them packing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabayaka. Yendere blogodo bogoda. Ah, God, you have overturned. It is my turn to rule and reign supreme here on earth. As a king of peace of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Kava Kava, I cannot be deprived. We shall not be deprived of what God has for us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I pray for everyone who have had your word today. Make them doers of your word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus. As many that are sick and oppressed, let there be deliverance for them now. Deliverance of calm and time. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive all that God has for you. In the name of Jesus, may you prosper, being good health, even as your soul prospers. Haraka. Yandoro blogodobo. Hey, Busaya, there's somebody on this broadcast. The Lord is showing you to me there is a spirit of bad luck that is following you around. A spirit of bad luck. Stubborn pursuer. In deliverance, we call them stubborn pursuer. See, Pharaoh pursued Israel even after God has said them. He pursued them. He stubborn pursuer. Yes, we drown them in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuing the people of God, we command you to be drawn and rested in the name of Jesus. Rakabaya, Amblondo Kondoria, Ekrende. Goodness and mercy shall follow us. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it is goodness and mercy that follow us, believers. Yes, the spirit of bad luck shall not follow us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi Sandra. Oh, Yababa. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless the wonderful better. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. Are we blessed? A wonderful name of Jesus. Better. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Which up, there's a wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless a wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless a wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Which up, there's a wonderful name of Jesus. You will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Yes, we owe God praise. We need to praise God daily. Praise God every time. Praise God. Praise moves God. Oh, yes, prayer moves mountains. It is now the most popular miracle is the miracle of salvation. The miracle of you being born again, being saved, being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is the greatest miracle of all time. And I'm going to pray right now for as many that want to give their life to Jesus Christ. I'll be born again, I'll be saved, I'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, wherever you are, in any part of the world, there is no distance in prayer. I pray for as many that have had your word today, that they will be doers of your word, and not just hearers alone. God, let them make a decision to follow Jesus Christ today, that they will be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let them open their hearts and let Jesus come in and talk with them. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loser? In the day of salvation. Yes, you need to receive Jesus Christ into your life. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. You need to pray the sinner prayer. Ask God to forgive you your sins. Turn away from your wicked ways, so that God can answer your prayers and help you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that salvation will be your portion today, that you will receive Christ into your heart and will worship him all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I want to encourage you to go to any church where the Christians are, where the word of God is preached. We don't want you to sit down doing nothing. You need to serve God with all your life. Be a child of God. Be a servant of God. You need to read your Bible and pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow, if you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day, read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow. Yes, also feel free to call us for prayer or counseling. Area code 202-460-7110. We are here for you to pray with you and to counsel with you. And we know God will do you good. Jesus loves you. Every child, I say God bless you all for joining us in this broadcast. Thank you so much. Please forward this message to as many people you know all over the world. Email it to them, share it with them. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Let this message go viral all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. It is the truth you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life no one cometh to the Father except by him. Yes, God bless you all. We love you, and Jesus loves you. We're going to have a good time again tomorrow evening. I tell you, God is doing a new thing in the name of Jesus. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you and make you whole. He will bless you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you and make you whole. He will heal you and make you whole. Yes, God is showing me somebody, you have been caged. Yes, your enemy has caged you like a bird in a cage, you know, like an animal inside the cage. No, the change your destiny so that you can move forward. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that yoke is destroyed. The Lord Jesus has broken that yoke, broken that chain, broken that fetter. The Lord Jesus has broken that cage, that spiritual limitation over your life, that spiritual cage, the enemy has caged you, that you will never move forward. That cage is broken. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, set you free right now. Come out of the cage. Come on, Lazarus, come forth. Yes, come forth and begin to live. Lose him, lose her, and let her go free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and adoration. Hey, Reiki Boya. Hey, Blondo Yoko Saya. Ara. Yende Rebogudo. Yes, Haraba. Need that meter. In the name of Jesus. Let that problem be solved now. Yes, let that body be rolled away. Let that need be met by you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give glory to God in all the rain. We give glory to our God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to our God. Adoration, adoration to our God. He reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God. Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, super power. Every other powerless power, but Jesus power. Super power. Super power. Every other power, powerless power, powerless power, but Jesus power, super power, super power, super power. Every other power, powerless power.